Good morning. I want to talk about China. A lot of people struggle to understand why China has its wet meat markets, and it really dates back to China's Great Famine. Millions died and many more faced horrible choices in order to live. It was a nightmare that Western culture has ignored. I never knew about this when I was younger, but it's their history. In order to live, Chinese people had to normalize what they had to eat to survive. And even today, many are extremely poor. You never ate a rat, and are revolted by the very idea of eating one. But when it's eat a rat or die, you have to normalize this or go crazy. It becomes culturally acceptable. Everyone you know is doing the same, and still millions are dying of starvation. I mean, that's what was happening. As a child, your mother cooked and you ate what you were given, and that's how it became culturally acceptable. If you are poor in China, you still need to eat on what little money you have. Most of us like steak, but can't afford it. Many will eat chicken nuggets, fish fingers, sausages, all these cheap cuts. But imagine if you couldn't afford these either. And we've even made our own mistakes. I mean, back in the 80s, we created mad cow disease. I mean, I can't give blood in Ireland now, because I ate beef burgers in the UK back in the 80s. Of course, we want the Chinese and other poverty-stricken nations to take wild animals out of the food chain, but try and have some empathy and understand how it became how it is today. COVID-19 doesn't care if you're black, white, Asian, Chinese, rich or poor. Unfortunately, we are united as a species, as a host for this virus, and we need to be united as a species to eliminate it. We have pretty much eliminated a number of virus types, but still left a few pockets for them to survive. That's why we got a recurrence of chickenpox last year. We need to control our fear and work together to beat this. And we will beat this. And we all have a part to play. Namaste. That means I bow to the divine in you. Please be kind and understand. We have to do our best.